You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. Happy Election Day. Tonight after 7, you can hear state and national coverage of election returns here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
First, earlier this fall, the Behavioral Health Training Partnership at UW-Green Bay received a $95,000 grant to help improve understanding and crisis response for people living with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia.
Sharon Lachlan is with us now to talk about this new grant, about how it works and the partnership and what it's doing in northeastern Wisconsin. She's the training manager for the Behavioral Health Training Partnership at UW-Green Bay. She joins us from our studios there. Sharon, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's good to be on. Thank you for having me.
Explain, first of all, what is the Behavioral Health Training Partnership?
Sure. We were formed in 2009 by regional county human services directors to train people about crisis response. I don't know if people are aware of this, but every county in Wisconsin needs to have a crisis program to respond to mental health emergencies. And while counties were providing that, there was no standardized curriculum for training crisis workers, and there are state standards about training. So we developed a training curriculum, and we've been training crisis workers, and we've expanded our trainings now to cover more behavioral health type topics. We also have been working with youth and adolescents, doing training around some of their needs, and most recently now we got this grant to deal with dementia issues and to train on that.
And when we talk about, when we say behavioral health, what does that mean?
Well, some people don't even like that term because it implies that, you know, a judgment about people's behavior, whether it's good or bad. And we use it because it's more all-inclusive. When you do crisis response, you're dealing with people who may have intellectual disabilities. You may be dealing with children, adolescents, elderly people, people with mental health issues, people who have lost a job and are very traumatized about something in their life. And not feeling like they can go on, so they need some support. So it's a range of issues, and that's why it's hard to just say mental health, because it could be other issues that are causing some of the situations that crisis responders have to deal with.
And who are you training as part of this work?
Well, we are training clinicians, we're training crisis workers, we're training people who work in the county system that have to respond, and their partners, law enforcement, ER workers, people that work in assisted living and nursing homes will be a target group for this grant because that they come in contact with people with dementia so often. We are collaborating with the Alzheimer's Association because they do already have a curriculum on first responder training, and so they're going to be providing some of that training, but we're building on that to go more in depth for the people that have to work with people with dementia on a day-to-day basis to prevent them from ending up held against their will in psychiatric hospitals or institutions and keep them more comfortable in their homes and in their community for a longer period of time.
And so what is this training trying to convey to your groups? What are some of the themes that you're working on that apply to these people afflicted with Alzheimer's or dementia?
Well, I think as you heard from the previous guest, there are a lot of factors that play into dementia, and some of them are genetic, and this is really a health condition. People aren't purposely trying to behave in a way that challenges other people. They're not trying to drive when they're not supposed to be. They're not trying to create problems in society. They're not able to think beyond the moment they're in because of the changes that are going on in their brain. So we want people to approach them differently because we want them to understand how it feels and what's happening to the brain that causes some of these behaviors. All behavior has meaning. It's really trying to reflect an unmet need for the person, and people who respond can either help calm that person down or their response can further escalate the situation. So it's really important that we teach people to be trauma-informed, that we teach them that this is a medical condition, that they're not being difficult just to make your life miserable, and that there are appropriate responses that can help de-escalate the situation.
We're talking with Sharon Loughlin. She's training manager for the Behavioral Health Training Partnership at UW Green Bay. Talk a little bit, if you could, about the grant itself and what you're seeing in terms of the need for this grant and the demand for this training through the Behavioral Health Training Partnership.
Sure. We've had a lot of requests ongoing since, early 2000. To start dealing more with dementia for crisis workers. There are a lot of crisis workers that are new graduates out of school. It's not training they usually get when they're in college. It's kind of a specialty type training. And so we've had a lot of requests for it over the years. The state actually put together a state work group to deal with dementia because they saw all the gaps in services in the communities for people with dementia. As a result of that, there have been some really good changes going on in the state. Besides the exciting research you just heard about earlier, there are things happening like dementia-friendly communities are being created, and that's another piece of our grant. We want to identify several counties that are willing to work with us on becoming dementia-friendly. Counties like Brown County has been very active in trying to create a dementia-friendly community. So taking some of what they've learned and then bringing it to the next county can be very helpful to all of the counties in our region. So that's another piece of it.
And Sharon, what does it mean to be dementia friendly? Can you explain that?
Sure. Not only do the first responders and the crisis workers get training, but people that work in banks or local businesses, they get training. Some communities have come up with cute little signs they can put in their windows to indicate that this business has been trained in dementia and how to approach people with dementia. So it's all about raising community awareness and eliminating some of the stigma that goes along with people that have dementia.
Sharon, how will you know that this grant is doing what it should, that it's making a difference?
Well, one of the things we're going to look at least with the crisis workers, is are they doing more crisis response in place, meaning at the nursing home, at the person's home, instead of having the police transport them to a hospital. One of the problems that happens is once they get to the hospital, then the nursing home doesn't want to take them back because they're afraid that they might be cited because the person's been threatening to other patients in the nursing home and things like that. And so it can be the person can spend a long time in the hospital while people scramble to find another placement. So it's very, very difficult. And there's also that whole element of transfer trauma that happens when you take somebody out of their home environment and put them in an institutional environment like that. It's very scary for the person. So they need their routine, and that's really important. So if you can do the response at their home or at the nursing home where they live, it's much better for this person. So we're going to be measuring that. The other things are just how many communities are really trying to do the dementia-friendly piece of it and are getting their community partners trained. So we'll be looking at that as well.
And when will the training kick off? And who will be the first wave of people to get this training?
Well, the first wave of people are going to be the trainers themselves. We are actually working with a geriatric social worker at UW-Madison who's helping us develop the curriculum, and she will be providing training to the trainers that are then going to go out and train people in the communities. That first wave, we hope, is going to happen in April. She's working on the curriculum already, so we're hoping that that'll get off the ground in April, and that we will have statewide trainings up and running through the summer. We are also developing what they call a learning collaborative, because we know training alone is not enough. You need to put things into practice, so you need follow-up. And the learning collaborative is going to be a way to try and sustain the effort after the grant is done this summer, so that people can come to the learning collaborative and participate in that, get their skills updated, get bring cases to review, things like that. So we're going to have an ongoing learning loop after the trainings have been held.
I understand you also have an event on November 17th looking for input about needs.
Yes, we are having our kickoff meeting to educate people about what the grant will be doing and look for communities to volunteer to be part of this grant on November 17th here on campus at University Union in the Christie Theater. So it'll be at 9 a.m. We'll be wrapped up by noon on November 17th.
What do you hope to learn on that day?
Well, we're hoping that communities are going to come forward and say, we want you to work with us and help us become more dementia friendly. We're hoping to learn that what some of the successful communities have been doing and get some blueprints to work with other communities. We do have some, because the state has put out some pamphlets. Department of Health Services has a wonderful pamphlet that they put out about creating dementia-friendly communities.
Sharon, thanks for joining us. That was Sharon Lachlan, Training Manager for the Behavioral Health Training Partnership at UW Green Bay.